This is Let's Talk Forella, and this video is brought to you by Hydro Affirmations. And remember, it's game time. Grind and mentally examine the inner me extensively. And for this episode, I want to start you off by telling you that this is going to be an e-commerce episode. This is how we started Hydro Affirmations, okay? So when it comes to finding and outsourcing a product, a lot of Amazon sellers out there will tell you about Jungle Scout. They will also tell you about using Amazon Catalog, but not a lot of people know about Helium 10. And what Helium 10 is, it's a small subscription search engine that you pay for that finds a product. And for you new people who want to be Amazon sellers, here's mad game that I wish I got when I first started that I did not know about. Helium 10 is the best search engine when it comes to finding and outsourcing a product on Amazon. You can easily find a product, find how many people are selling it, what's the rating of that product, what months and durations that product is doing good, when it's doing bad, how many sellers that product has, how much money is in accumulation between all of them, and what's the overall rating. You can do all of that on Helium 10 while also comparing prices to Alibaba to outsource. When it comes to finding a product on Alibaba, Alibaba is exactly like LinkedIn, but for businesses. Make an account. You have to make sure you got to have an LLC and everything, an EIN, to use and operate Alibaba first and foremost, because then you'll be able to use the bulk seller section where you can get better deals and you can meet sellers overseas that send you products in huge bulk volume. The best way that I can possibly express to you the best possible method on finding a manufacturer is how fast do they send you messages. You have to understand that they're all the way on the other side of the world. So when I'm getting home at 10 o'clock at night, they're barely messaging me because it's their morning time. So understand that when you first get started, they might take a while to reply back to you, but judge the English. And I'm saying judge the English when it comes to how they type in their messages, because there were situations where we were trying to manufacture a product and the seller was just being too pushy. We're telling them what they want. They're telling us what they want to suggest. We're telling them the price we want. And it was just honestly an extreme headache. I have a manufacturer when it comes to household items. If that's something you guys want to do, I would be 100% willing to give you her information. She is extremely fast on shipping, and she is extremely punctual when it comes to replying. She replies back at all hours of the day. You also have to be able to look at the seller's rating. How long does it take them to send the products to the manufacturers after it's done pricing? Our lady grace period was 10 to 15 days. A lot of other overseas shippers we've seen were at least 25 to 40 days or longer than that. Or some people had reports of them not even getting their stuff. First and foremost, once you find your manufacturer, it's time to get back to Helium 10 and find your product. Why did we do water bottles of all things? When you're on Helium 10, the way that you want to use the search engine is don't search five-star products. Anything that's five-star is perfect and it cannot be improved on. And if you come in as a seller trying to sell a near-perfect item, no matter how much it's doing, you will not be able to compete in sales because they're five-star. You want to find something within the 4-star to 3.5 star range, because those are the products that you can tweak, add things to, add bundle packs to, change the color, change the name, change the usage, and make that potentially the first 5-star product for your company. That is exactly how you want to go about finding your products when being an Amazon seller. After you find your product, Helium 10 also shows you what's the peak periods for this product. When does it do good? When does it do bad? Make sure you identify that, because There are some products that make over 30 grand a month, but they only have hot streaks of 3 months. There's some products that only make 10 grand a month, but they have a duration of over 12 months. That's a passive income of 120 grand easy. After you get to that point, nothing 5-star. 3.4 to 4-star is the rating you want to look for. You also want to find a product with less than 1,000 reviews. A product with less than 1,000 reviews means that it is fairly new and the product still has room to be tweaked on. When finding a product, sending that exact product to your manufacturer you find on Alibaba, telling them the specs, the color, or the materials you want to make it, use Procreate, Adobe Illustrator, or Photoshop to send them demo pictures of the product. And these manufacturers are able to duplicate or replicate that product exactly how you want it and make it a whole new product. Free game. Before we start selling water bottles, we had a business called College Bundles. And College Bundles was, if you were somebody who was going off to school, you can buy a pillow, a blanket. It was a body towel, a face towel, some slippers. It was a loofah. It was a toothbrush, vibrating toothbrush, battery operated one. It came with like 3 razors. And I want to say like a box of bars of soap. And we did extremely well because we seen on Helium 10, pillows did well, blankets did well, but school supplies did extremely well during back to school peak times. So we were the only people in the market doing box bundle deals on Amazon. But one thing that I will tell you about Amazon is, unfortunately, they have very specific rules and regulations on what products can be used on their website. So if you want to be an Amazon seller, you find your product on Helium 10, you go on Alibaba, you have to make sure that that product meets Amazon's qualifications on how many sellers are selling that product. On Helium 10, you can look at the ratings, look at the reviews, and it gives you how much each product is making each month and how many people are selling that product. But what a lot of people don't know, say for example, you're selling metal spoons. If you go on Helium 10, you find a metal spoon, say this metal spoon's doing $1 million a month and it has 3 sellers. It's an accumulation of all 3 people's sales accumulated into 1 bubble. Meaning that if you are within the medium, like less than 20, less than 10 sellers of a product, no matter what, if you meet the specifications and price targets of your competitors, you'll automatically accumulate sellers. As long as the product doesn't have that many people selling it. If it's a product that has 2 people making 500,000, our water bottle, for example, when we checked on Helium 10 at the time, there was 3 people making 850,000 off of water bottles. Like the, Hydro Flask, any of those insulated bottles. Just the silhouette of a 32-ounce bottle was making over $780,000. So one main thing that we identified was there were no water bottles that were insulated that came with 2 caps, that came with a cap that was protective, because I lost a lot of bottles due to caps being damaged. So the steel cap is the blue collar cap. This cap protects your water bottle. The plastic cap is also insulated. But for my blue collar boys, myself included, I wanted a water bottle that can last. Also, a lot of bottles get dinged up and bunched up and crunched on the bottom. None of them came with boots. Ours come with boots. We also identified that a lot of bottles only have pictures, images, phrases on them, and nothing more. And we identified that, okay, if all of these bottles are only delivering a picture or phrase, if this is something that you have with you all the time, if you're somebody who always has water with you all the time, you're somebody who's obviously caring about your health on a regular basis. So it's like, if you're somebody who cares about your health on a regular basis, you always got water, why not have an affirmation that focuses on, because athletes carry water. So what's the most powerful word in the athlete world? Game time. And what is the biggest problem in athletes? Their mental health is not taken serious. We've seen what happened to a lot of athletes that had to take time off due to mental health and them want to stay back. And they got fined rather than getting pushed to a therapist to make their situation better. They got fined for sitting out for basketball games, football games, tennis games. It really got that serious. So why doesn't the most said word in sports have something to do with mental health? That's where the grind and mentally examine the inner me extensively came into play. Game time. That's when the bottles were birthed. And honestly, when you come to finding your manufacturer and your specs, learn from me, guys. Make sure that your bottle, your product has absolutely everything to do with your business on it. They'll engrave it for you. They'll 3D print it for you. They add colors and different variations. If the manufacturer says, hey, you can order 500 bottles, that does that mean 500 of the same exact color? You could do 50 colors of one thing. You could do 100 colors of another. I did not know that. I got a lot of colors of the same bottle because the manufacturer did not tell me that. And honestly, it was a lesson learned. I also did not know that I had the ability to customize the packaging. The manufacturer didn't let me know. I'm letting you guys know. Also, don't pregame a business idea. The affirmation came. I used Procreate on my iPad to design the bottle, to design the color, and we just shipped it in. But then later posted our products on Amazon. Amazon had a qualification that said this was considered too busy. If you go in there and look up their insulated bottles, no symbol is as big as this, except maybe Coldest Water. Shouts out to Coldest Water. But Coldest Water just had the packaging dope, the bottle's dope, everything's about it dope. They're the only product on there with the big ass letters, but they're by Amazon. And everybody else that's not by Amazon who wanted to get in on the insulated bottle ring all has a symbol no bigger than a quarter. Obviously, that fucked us. But learn from me. Look at the specs on Amazon before becoming a seller. And when you're selling products on Amazon, guys, listen, you need an EIN. The best way to start an e-commerce business is get your credit right. Go to Chase Bank. I'm not a financial advisor. Don't take my financial advice. If you don't want to take my advice, don't listen to me. But if you want to, keep listening. Go to Chase Bank. And we applied for a business account and used that business credit to start our e-commerce business. And after Amazon didn't allow us to be sellers, I used Shopify. Big fucking shouts out to Shopify. Use Shopify to build my website. And don't think I'm website savvy. I'm not. Shopify has templates that allows anybody who wants to sell anything the ability to be a fucking seller, guys. It allows you the ability to make a website. If you haven't been to HydroAffirmations.com, you will go after this video, okay? HydroAffirmations.com looks dope as fuck, and that's because Shopify had a good enough template that allowed me to make my account look professional from a beginner level. Everything was so simple. And we went to GoDaddy.com, shouts out to GoDaddy, to get our domain for our Shopify, to open our account, boom, boom, boom. That's three steps right there for you, okay? Get that business account. Use that business account money to fund the manufacturer because you don't want to do all this out of cash. It's a business. Most businesses fail. You want to make sure that you have some type of leeway just in case anything happens, okay? Having business credit is also good for your business, and in case you want to do anything else down the line, having a business account is the best possible outcome to approach an e-commerce business. Let me get that out the way first and foremost. Going back to the story, Amazon didn't allow us to sell our bottles. We had to do them and outsource them ourselves. And also, when you sell on Amazon, another fucked up thing. I don't got a problem with Bezos, but the way Amazon's online is ran is cheeks at best. Cheeks, okay? But anyways, you need to get UPC codes. UPC codes are universal product codes that you need to put on each one of your products to be sold in the United States for you to have on record for when you do taxes. The best website, it's not the fucking best, but it's the only website, GS1, to get UPC codes. The crazy, crazy, crazy fucked up thing that happened is we went on GS1. Going on GS1 is like getting a damn social security for your damn business. It's one. It's just one. There's no repeating. It cannot be repeated. Once you make that purchase, it's yours. You get a certificate. We purchased some UPC codes on GS1. Somehow, some way, we goes to Amazon. They're telling us that there's already another product featured on their catalog for the past 2 years selling fucking ukuleles, some guy named Carlo Robelli in the United Kingdom. I said, that's impossible. I have the certificate today, but somehow, some way, Amazon told me and provided documentation that somebody had our unique UPC code already in use. Even though we had the documentation from the official government website, GS1 is an official government website for UPC codes, Amazon did not honor that. And they did not make this Carlo Robelli guy who sells ukuleles in the United Kingdom provide any information. And we went back and forth with them for a long time, a very painful, painful long time, which is why HydroAffirmations.com came after Game Time, because these bottles were supposed to be sold on Amazon by Amazon until all that bullshit happened. I hope it doesn't happen to you. It happened to me. And guys, another note. If you're selling a product and you need UPC codes, red, yellow, green, those are three shirts, three pot products. You need three different UPC codes. Okay? Me, on the other hand, I bought 2,000 UPC codes on our first day of business, and we are selling one product. You know how much 2,000 UPC codes cost? $1,800. And on a website that we got them from, it is non-refundable, but we got our money back. But anyways, don't sell on Amazon unless you actually look at Amazon's catalog and go by what they say on what they would require to be sold on their website. We looked up with the bottles. The entire launch, the commercial and everything cost us about $4,000 from Alibaba to ship overseas, to get express shipping, to get out here. And then we're able to gross our business up to $35,000 off of a $5,000 investment. Simple. Easy. I just gave you the entire game on how to do it as easy as I did it. And I have fuck ups. It was just, I had to make sure that I kept the marketing good. I had to make sure I kept the advertising good. And as of right here, right now, we still ship out 5 to 6 water bottles a day. We ship out 20 water bottles a week. We have, shit, at a point, I thought that when it came to business, the social media was the biggest aspect. But when your sales exceed the amount of followers you have, it kind of doesn't matter. Just keep the media fresh, keep it consistent, keep it content. I wanted to make Hydro Affirmations Instagram as organic as possible. The only thing on our website is everything you guys sent us, unless I'm out snowboarding and I got my canister on me. So learn from my mistakes. If you're gonna sell on Amazon, make sure you know their rules and regulations. If you wanna find a hot product, Helium 10. How do you do that? Don't do anything that's 5-star. You want 3 to 4 stars. As for reviews, has to be 1,000 to 2,000 reviews. That means the product is still fresh and it can be rejuvenated. And for the amount of sellers, as a new seller, you want to make sure that your Amazon product is making more than 30 grand a month at minimum and has at least 2 sellers or less. That's plenty of room for you to get in as a new seller and make some money. And if you want to do it on your own, find it on Alibaba. They offer all kinds of samples that you can find and outsource. So keep it fresh, keep it hydro. And that is how you start and finish my fuck ups, trials, and tribulations for an e-commerce business. I'm not a pro, but hey, it worked out and it'll work out for you. Peace.